Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how we've seen many changes in the size of our dairy farms here in the central border of the United States as well as here in Kansas. In 2001, we had 11,683 farms that pooled on the order during 1 month of that year. Today, as we look at data from October of 2024, there were only 1,292 farms that actually pooled milk on the central order that month. So as we look at the data, what does it mean for our Kansas dairy producers? Well, we continue to grow in number, and when it looks at these larger farms, more and more farms are producing larger amounts of milk. We do have fewer dairies that are producing less than a semi-load of milk each day. So as we look at what we might need to change in the future on our dairies, some of the things we might need to think about is if we're going to be in the commercial dairy business, we're probably going to have to look at how we ship more than a semi-load of milk a day off of our particular farm. If we're not going to be part of that game, then we need to see how we can add value to our milk, whether that be on-farm processing or other marketing agreements that would increase the value of that milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at how things have changed in the past 25 years and what we might need to do to meet those challenges as we move forward into the next decades.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.